Okay, other than popcorn, what brings movies to mind? The roar of the MGM lion? The 20th Century Fox fanfare? Or this iconic sound?
C97, take one. Mark.
But what is that clap sound for? Well, NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg has some insights. Susan is beginning her Oscars tradition of reporting on odd movie jobs.
Here we go, rolling.
It's called a clapperboard, or slate, although film folks have other ways to describe it.
Mickey's going to be hitting the sticks on this.
Assistant cameraman Larry Nielsen, his assistant, Mickey, will slap one part of his slate board onto another like two sticks. Take after take, day after day, some Mickey or other on a movie set hits the sticks to synchronize the sound with the pictures. In the old silent film days, it wasn't an issue, but once movies started talking, they needed to figure out how to make the lips and the spoken words move at the same time because the sound is recorded separately. So, someone thought to take two rectangular pieces of wood, hinge them together, and then snap them shut in front of the camera before the action began. Later, the sight of the clapper and its distinctive sound on the audio recording could be lined up perfectly.
You set?
On a chilly L.A. morning on this set, the film is Walk of Shame, second assistant cameraman Mickey, Milan Janison, is about to get slappin'. In addition to hitting the sticks, he marks the scene and take numbers on a white plexiglass board attached just below the sticks.
Roll camera and slate, please.
Slate, please, because, as Mickey explains...
They were actually made out of slate originally, and they would use chalk.
That's how you've seen it in the old movies, wooden sticks above a chalkboard. These days, it's a fancier contraption.
And now this is what's called a smart slate.
The smart part is there's a digital readout on the slate that runs like a clock in real time, 8 o'clock, 9 minutes, 4 seconds, and so on. The digital chip inside is similar to chips loaded into the camera and the sound recording, so they can later be easily synchronized. But if they do that, they don't need this.
That is in case all this technology fails. We still have that as a backup.
Of course, backup. The fancy slate could get wet, the battery could die, and these pieces are not lightweight. They could get dropped. So they have to have the slap sound around always, just in case. But Mickey Janison says there is the occasional director of photography who wants to use the old slates. So he always has one of those in his cart, too.
There's an old-fashioned wooden clapper.
But this is absolutely low-tech because there's no digital, there's nothing.
Some people, because this is called a smart slate, call this a dumb slate. I call it a standard slate.
They're ready for the next scene. An actress running through a parking lot. The script supervisor gives Mickey the new scene number.
And you're taking a big magic marker like we all use at home.
Yes.
And you're writing it on that...
On my smart slate.
On your smart slate.
He writes, scene 95, take one.
Okay, so now you're ready to go with
ready
it.
Ready to go.
And rolling.
Haley Morgan.
Ready, and 3, 2, 1, action.
You know, there is something so reassuring about that signature filmmaking symbol, even though it has essentially been replaced by technology. One director of photography told us the slate sound creates a kind of tension that makes everybody rise to the level of the shot. It's like, listen up, everybody, time to clap, slap, snap to attention.
I'm ready now. Roll the camera.
Martin Landau as Bela Lugosi in the film Ed Wood.
Scene 97, take one. Mark.
Beware of the big green dragon that sits on your doorstep. Beware. Take care.
I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
And Susan will continue her reporting on odd movie jobs tomorrow. We'll learn about how films stay in focus. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.